Hi, and welcome to the Jesus Tribe podcast. We're glad to have you here, and we're currently exploring a series titled 619, where we examine the meaning of truth, the consequences of ignoring truth, and everything in between. Join us as we have conversations that will spur you to search deeply.
For instance, or God, you should test all evidence. What can we see? What can we say about the existence of God? What can we prove? Based on those evidences, you can start to make claims or statements about truth or not.
I think another thing that we mentioned in testing for truth was about looking for internal consistency. So you gave the analogy of the statement, all boys like cheese. Yeah?
I don't.
Right? Exactly. So do you want to take it from there?
Okay, sure. So just to pick up right from that analogy, all boys like cheese. How do you test if that statement is true or not? One of the things we said was internal consistency. Again, please, I apologize in advance for any big words that I use today. They're really simple concepts, honestly. So I just said I don't like cheese. So it means one of two things. It either means I'm not a boy for that statement to say true. And I believe, last I checked, I'm still a boy. Right? Or the statement, all boys like cheese, isn't true. So just by throwing such exceptions, you can test. So if a statement, all boys like cheese, all you need to do is find an exception to that statement, and then it throws a problem. The statement fails the consistency test, because here is a boy, here is cheese, and here is a boy that doesn't like cheese. So it's either he's not a boy, or the statement isn't true, or what he ate wasn't cheese. One of those three, but we have to resolve the problem. I think another thing we talked about was coherence, right? External coherence. And let me just also explain that very simply. What that just means as well is that two truth claims, or for something to be true, it must be coherent with every other thing that is known to be true. So let me use an example as well. If I say stars, right? Stars shine brightly. I'm not saying that's true. If I say stars shine brightly, that's one statement of truth. And I say the sun is a star, that is another statement of truth. Of course, what makes logical sense for the third statement is that, therefore, the sun shines brightly. Why? Because the sun is a star. But then if we find out that the sun doesn't shine brightly, then one of those two statements are wrong. It's either all stars don't shine brightly, or the sun isn't a star. That's literally what external coherence is all about. Is that every truth claim must eventually agree with each other. Two things can't be true and be contradictory. That's kind of the whole idea of that. So I think, just to summarize, I talked about evidence. Mm-hmm. I talked about internal consistency, and I talked about external coherence. Yes.
So I think one thing that your last point would highlight or make very prominent is the fact that truth would have to be universal, which means that truth has to be consistent irrespective of the place.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Because, yes. So I'm just trying to find that that's one thing.
Okay, yes, go ahead. Very true. Unless it's a truth that has to do with the geography. Yes. So if I say boys in Nigeria --, so it is true to a specific geographic region. Unless that is specified, it has to be. But even that has to be true within the boundaries I've set, meaning every boy in Nigeria must fit into that statement. But yeah, definitely, it has to be universal within its scope. So yeah.
All right. I think another interesting thing about truth is the silent agreement on some matters of around the world, especially with things like moral issues. So you will find that to a very large extent, at least 70, 80, almost 90% of the world's population frowns against murder. Not many people think that it's okay to kill people. Yes, and then you would want to ask the question like, oh, who made the rule that it's okay not to kill? I'm not saying it's okay to kill. I don't believe in murder, you know. But then I'm just pointing out the fact that subconsciously, every single person across the world kind of agrees that particular things are wrong to a very large extent, yeah? So this brings us to our next concept of truth in the form of standards, right? So standards is a very popular concept when you're explaining or trying to explain or explore the concept of truth, because you begin to ask like, oh, okay, if we're exploring truth, so there will obviously have to be standards of truth. So who or what is determining those standards? And then if someone is determining it, like, why is that person authoritative enough to dictate what truth is?
Is that a question for me?
Well, it's not exactly a question. It's just, I'm trying to make a point here.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely agree with you. I mean, I think that statement you made, it's funny how I was having a conversation with a friend. That was over the summer, a couple of months ago, like 3 months ago, actually. And we're talking on this very same thing. I asked him a question about subjective or objective morality. Is morality left for the person, or do human beings inherently have moral compass as to this mm-hmm. is wrong and this is right? It's funny, I mean, for just to give a simple, very, very simple analogy that no one has ever considered. Have you ever thought about how all around the world babies smile to express joy? It wasn't, there's no code that, oh, smiling is for joy and crying is for pain, and everyone instinctively knows. Another funny thing is how people look at babies with admiration, and you see innocence and love and all of that. There's no rule book that says you look at babies that way.
Yeah.
Right? It's just instinctive, actually, if you call it that. And then when you bring in things like now murder into the scene, I mean, to the best of my knowledge, I think everyone agrees that cold-blooded murder, like killing someone for no just cause, is evil. Or let me take it a step further. Everyone agrees that the Holocaust, Hitler and the killing of about 3 million Jews, or the Rwandan genocide, or apartheid, segregation, everybody, racism, everybody, you don't see anyone coming out and saying, well, morality is subjective, so I think racism is good. People would generally say there's something wrong with you fundamentally. Everyone, at least on some issues, still has some form of standard that they feel is evidence. There's no reason for it. There's no reason to explain why all human beings, like, you don't have to give a reason, rather. I believe there's a reason, but this is not the podcast for that. But you don't have to give a reason, whether you're Christian or not, to explain why all human beings should be treated equally, or why people should be treated with dignity. You don't have to give a reason. You don't have to give a strong defense to explain why rape or treating women as property is something that is wrong. We instinctively know that there is worth in every human being. And I think it's amazing how, even though, yes, on some subtler issues, which we can probably still address later on, things are starting to look pretty subjective, but by and large, there are still many issues or many concepts that instinctively we all know to be right and we all know to be wrong. I'm doing a course on ethics, for instance, and it's funny how the course is not a religious course, of course. And one of the things we talk about is how when you're writing a paper, you shouldn't copy someone else's work and claim the idea for yourself. Everybody knows that is wrong. You don't have to give a reason. But the question is, why are things like that instinctively deemed wrong? I think that's where you are getting at. And it's amazing you brought that up, because it just shows that for there to be some sort of objective standard that permeates race, culture, sex, upbringing, it shows that there is something bigger on the scene that we probably should be looking at, right? If there's a rule book, then definitely there most likely would be some intelligent mind behind the orchestration of that rule book.
Mm-hmm.
So I think beyond just nature now, beyond saying it's hard-coded to our DNA, because the question then is, why, even if it is hard-coded to our DNA, the question is, what good does it benefit society if everyone is just and fair and sees everyone equally? You'd start to see that it's beyond science. They are actually moral or extra-physical concepts at play here. But let me stop here. Let me not go more than that.
I think it's really interesting that you mentioned that you're taking a course on ethics, because I actually took, I'm an accountant by profession, and then I'm currently taking an exam or a professional exam to Global Chartered Accountancy. Yeah. And then one of the things that we explore in depth, because it's taking really serious, is the concept of ethics, right? And I think it also ties back to something you mentioned earlier in the beginning, where you said that the graver the consequences, the more serious you want to determine what truth is, yes?
Yeah.
And because accounting is such a delicate profession, in the sense that you deal with numbers, and then our primary responsibility is to the public, because the public needs to know that where they're putting their money is actually safe, and then the people responsible for their money are doing the right things with their money. So if the public is counting on us to give them that assurance, then it's a pretty serious job, because economies, the entire world economy lies in the hands of, are you certifying that what this person is doing is correct, yeah? And then because it's such a sensitive job, when you're training to be an accountant, you spend a lot of time being taught the concept of ethics. So now they'll give you the freedom to choose how you want to approach ethics. Do you want to approach it rule-based, so yes or no, or do you want to approach it from a principle-based perspective? So you have an idea, but the end goal is to arrive at a particular point that you have a duty to the public, and you have to maintain that duty. So I just think it's really important to know that the graver the consequences, the more important it is to be careful in what you are asserting as true.
Thank you for listening to the Jesus Tribe podcast. We are an organization aimed at presenting the gospel of Christ in its simplicity to everyone everywhere. If this podcast has stirred up any questions, please feel free to mail us at tribejesus@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook @JesusTribe to stay up to date with our other activities and content. Till next time.